I got a gift to give. But when you shine your spotlight on me, my little microphone turns to sand. And I've killed little baby rabbits, I've killed microscopic crabs, but I never killed a feeling like the one you and me had. Now did you see where my love went? Because it ain't here in my hand. You need to that doll in between your legs. I couldn't bear another needy man. I got friends in Kansas City with a mother futon couch. If that's how you wanna play it, I'm drinking in the dark because my battery's all red now. All you gotta do is say it, dear folks. And I go weak with constipation from all the pills and the spam. Though we drink our mother energy, there ain't no woman for the needy man. Or did you see where my love went? Because it ain't here in my hand. You need to bed, darling, between your legs. I couldn't bear another needy man. Kansas City with a mother futon couch. If that's how you wanna play it, I'm drinking in the dark because my battery's all red now. All you gotta do is say it, defaults, defaults, defaults. All you gotta do is say it, defaults, defaults, defaults. All you gotta do is say it.
Hi.
Hello.
You're listening to Radio Pizza Party.
On.
Oh, man. On CITR 101.9, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, which is on the NCAA territory of the
Musqueam people.
Of course. This is your first time listening, and I pray it is. I do pray.
I pray every night.
I pray every night to whatever I can get my hands on.
Yeah. Sometimes I pray to God. Sometimes I pray to other gods.
There's so many different gods.
That's the thing.
There's so many religions in the world. Yeah. So if this is your first time listening, it's just a lot of that.
Yeah.
Just sort of theological discussions.
Talk about Zeus a lot more than you'd think.
Zeus is a big one. We kind of try to do it chronologically.
Yeah.
So we start from, I guess, like, I don't know, what's like the first religions?
Sumerian religions?
Yeah, we talked Sumerian religions. What's animism?
And worshiping the sun and animals and stuff.
Yeah.
So paganism, that's a big one that we talk about a lot.
Yeah, it took us a couple episodes to talk paganism.
Stonehenge, do you remember our remote from Stonehenge?
Oh, yeah. It's crazy that CITR paid us to go to Stonehenge.
Yeah. The only audio we really needed was us like tapping on the rocks, which we couldn't get because it's illegal.
You're not allowed to touch the rocks?
No, you aren't allowed to push them over either. I found that one out the hard way.
Oh, man. The strong arm of government just ruining our lives.
They stopped these strong arms.
So on this show, we talk to guests and all that sort of things. But before we get to that, we haven't been on here for a little while.
It's been a while.
So I guess you could say...
It's been a while.
The boys are back in town.
Yeah, we are.
It's been 6 weeks.
6 whole weeks.
6 weeks. We were supposed to come back for 2 weeks ago, but then we realized we were preempted twice in a row.
This has been the year of preemptions, I would call it.
The year... my favorite line. Guess who just got back today?
Tristan and Jack.
And then it immediately says, yeah, Tristan and Jack. So we're back in town, but it's not just us, Tristan and Jack, aforementioned.
We got a third.
Yeah, we have a third, and potentially a fourth, depending on how things go.
Yeah, if they want to come on the air, they can if they want.
So
no pressure.
Our main guest for today is a man who once came up to me and said, "Hey, you were in that video," and I said, "Yes," and then he's like, "Cool," and then I was like super weird about it.
And this was the video for "The Boys Are Back in Town."
And this was, I was in the music video for The Boys in Back of Town.
Sweet.
And it was actually the same video that you filmed, I think.
That I filmed?
Yeah.
Oh, I directed that one. Yeah,
you're right. Yeah. So we are here with Johan Cooper.
Hello, hello, hello.
Feel free to move the microphone around to make yourself comfortable.
Good.
Yeah. How's it going?
Oh, it's pretty good, pretty good. First of all, that story isn't correct.
What do you mean?
It was not The Boys in Back in Town music video.
Oh. The Boys and Back in Town.
Well, my memory.
And... Back in town. No, it was the Orthodox Paganism Club meeting. Opening seminar. The AGM.
The AGM. So that's when you ran for president.
Yeah.
And it was weird because it was super unorthodox, so I think that's what threw people off.
Yeah.
You were like the Bernie Sanders of paganism.
Yeah, no, for sure.
You're like, these gods.
People wanting to worship money. I think we should worship healthcare.
Yeah, why isn't there a god of healthcare?
Hey.
That's a sort of incisive thing.
Give me that snake around a stick. That's what I think it should be about.
Yeah, because that was the medical thing.
Medical.
Yeah. So
every time I see an ambulance.
Johan, how was your day? What'd you get up to today?
Oh, well, I guess it's important to say that I'm on co-op, which I like to say co-op is just... all of the fun of university with none of the stress.
So what is that for our listeners who might not be in university?
Oh, well, co-op is when you decide you don't want to study anymore, and then you you sign up for a program that says, hey, you can still be a student, but we'll send you to a job, and you can go make money.
And if I'm not wrong, the co-op, it's the first part of cool and the OP from people, so it's for cool people.
Yeah, no. Well, that's not how I've looked at it. I mean, my name is Cooper,
you,
right?
Feel free to speak
co-op-er. I am one that co-ops.
You were born to do this job.
Yeah.
If you hear Johan going in and out, it's because he's moving around.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to... It's not your speaker.
I bring the microphone with me.
You got to look right down the barrel of the mic.
Okay.
Yeah, he's just a very animated man. Imagine a guy who's literally animated, Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, if you've seen Who Framed Roger Rabbit, you know how there's like half people and half animated... He's the animated.
That's
part.
A big spoiler right there. I'm I'm Bugs Bunny in disguise.
And I'll tell you the person who framed Roger Rabbit.
Not who you think it was.
Not who you might think.
It was a different guy.
It was a different dude. Yeah. So this
show. Actually, the question follows.
Okay, what's up?
What do you think is a better animated humanoid crossover? Space Jam or Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Looney Tunes back in action.
I think
the third option, the ace in the hole.
I think Space Jam is one of the best cartoon crossover movies because it is a lean 89 minutes. There's almost no plot to it. And Michael Jordan acts on a green screen the entire movie. It's great.
I heard they're making a remake of it.
They are with LeBron James.
Yeah.
Shut up. So yeah, we do this sort of thing. We talk topics and stuff. But why don't we go into our first segment?
Go into our first segment. This
we got
a
lot
a
planned for today, so we got to keep it
this
moving.
This is a full show.
Yeah. So this is some news to discuss. This is a part where we talk about the news, evidently in the thing.
From the name of it, we need to discuss the news.
Yeah. So the first piece of news, feel free to talk about it once I mention it.
Okay.
Russian bombers have buzzed, not woodied, like Toy Story.
Nice.
Canadian airspace.
What do you mean by buzzed?
That's a good question. Just read the headline. I would assume it's that thing where they kind of like go, boom, like really close, and then, you know, as like a
little skirt.
Yeah.
And then when Canadians radio, then they just go, I'm not touching you.
Yeah,
I'm not touching you.
He posted a picture of the Russian pilot, like his finger like a couple inches away from the lens.
He's got his arm out the window.
They're super, super good pilots. Yeah. So how does that make you feel? Johan, as someone who's from America, the sworn enemy of Russia,
yeah,
as you still call it the USSR, and we try to tell you that's happened, that was no longer a thing.
The Soviet Union. Yeah.
What do you feel about this?
I don't know. In my book, there's two forms. There's like playful buzzing and I guess hostile buzzing.
Like a joy buzzer.
Yeah, like a joy buzzer, right? Totally playful. Now, since it's purposely vague, I guess, what type of buzzing this was, I don't know.
Maybe they were wanting to like drop off they had a gift basket in the bomb thing and they just forgot to. So it seemed mean, but they were just forgetful pilots that forgot to send their friendship missile.
Oh, no, you know what I think it might be? You know where, like, you know, the classic, you know, you're going up to the door to go meet, you know, maybe your new significant other or something, and you knock on the door and you're like, oh, no. Like, you're about to knock on the door and you're like, oh, no, this is stupid. This is stupid. Maybe the USSR is trying to make amends with the Western world and is like, maybe now it's time. It's not the time. And it's kind of like a turnaround in the car.
So they're being bashful, you'd say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. A bashful buzz.
It's almost like he's about to knock on the door, but they realize that by knocking on the door that he's going to have to finally open up and be sensitive to someone of all these people, you know, for once. Because throughout this person's life, they've probably...
Well, I was going to say more. If you knock on the door, you're violating international airspace laws.
Oh, I guess also that. That's also a thing.
They can't just, like, kind of fly in and land. That's frowned upon.
That'd be funny, though.
That would be.
That'd be so funny. Russia, if you're listening, do it, bro.
Yeah, land on the White House. Why not?
That'd be wild. Like, what could they do? Well, honestly, if Russia was like, we had to, it's an emergency landing.
There was no other flat space.
And it's one of those things where you can't call them out on it because it's like, oh, but then we got to be seen like jerks if we think that if it was an emergency landing.
Maybe they really did need to.
Yeah. Okay, well.
I guess.
All right, just get your stuff and get back to Russia.
Yeah. No, you can't go to the bathroom while you're here. Come on. We're being nice.
Yeah, at least take your shoes off.
Yeah.
Oh,
grew up in a barn.
Quick question for Johan.
Yeah,
you're from Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh yeah, big time.
Do you wear shoes when you go into the house?
What? Is this? I did not know this is a regional thing.
It's
no.
An American thing generally, right?
Yeah. Like, well, I think it's not a Midwest thing. I don't know.
So I guess it's important to note that my dad's an American, but my mom's a German, right? And my mom being the chief of the house, I think we usually follow her rules. And we had a white carpet when you walked into my house, which, I don't know, does not breed well with
So
with
this
sneakers.
White carpet, does it start like you open the door, bam, white carpet, or is there like a courtesy tiled area to take
it's
off
right
your
up
shoes?
Like a little,
yeah, little
right.
runway for
yeah. The thing yeah. Is the welcome mat is the carpet from inside.
We have a white carpet.
It's just like a little of tongue door. Of carpet that goes from under the door.
Yeah. No, so the point is, big sneaker household. My mom actually loves the tracks on the carpet because it's like a little
like data for where you go.
It's like a Hollywood Walk of Fame almost of all the guests used to have.
Wow.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Get big sneaker head.
Yeah. Wait, so you guys are under the impression that Americans keep their shoes on
well,
when they
from
enter the
TV
house.
And.
I think it's just saying it's a regional thing. Like, yeah. I think, because is Pittsburgh Midwest, technically?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
Because yeah. I know on the coasts, I feel like when you watch.
I just remember watching TV. Everybody always has their shoes on.
But then you see people like making jokes being like, oh, we wear shoes. You don't.
Do you know any TV shows placed in Pittsburgh? Because I can name one that's pretty famous.
Which one?
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
What?
Ooh. And what does Mr. Rogers do at the start of every episode?
He sits down, takes
off his shoes. So if that isn't a way to spread.
And he puts them on the couch beside him.
Yeah.
And smears them. Okay, next piece of news. So there's some more stuff. Stuff's happening with Brexit here. Jack, you're the...
Brexit happened as of 3 hours and 17 minutes ago.
Wait, it just fully happened?
Yeah, like it's done. The UK
0-1.
The UK is out of the EU.
Oh,
as
shoot.
As of 3 hours and 17 minutes
ago. Oh,
no. Yeah. My sister lives in the UK. I texted her. Well, I WhatsApped her because we're cool. And I said, hey, Brexit's happening in 20 minutes. And she sent back a bunch of crying emojis. So I think everything's going well there. Mm-hmm. And there was so Big Ben, you know, the large clock in London.
Oh, not like, okay. I was thinking of our friend Ben.
Oh, no.
And how important he is to you. He's like big in your life.
He's big in my life, but I don't know if I'd say he's, I don't know. But Big Ben is being repaired and they wanted to have it go off for Brexit. So there was all these headlines that said Big Ben must bong for Brexit, and I think
that's funny.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. Yeah.
What do you Johan, as an American. I'm just going to ask you doing the American voice. What do you think about Brexit? Jack, you're getting this right. You're getting this down.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
What is this guy
thinking?
My fellow Americans.
We are in a time of turmoil. Britain has exited. What was once here is gone. Take it as you will.
Wow, it's like FDR.
FDR.
It's like fireside chats.
I don't know. I think it's probably less convenient if you live there, you know? If you want to go cross a border, you can't just do a little Russia plane dip anymore, I guess.
So yeah, you can't buzz as much.
Buzz, yeah. Little joy buzz.
I heard that they didn't like, because all those European planes, I don't know, never mind. Whatever, who cares?
All this was spawned by a little too much buzzing from the rest of the EU.
I do know one Brexit thing.
Okay.
So now
hit me with it.
Hit me. One of the main things that the UK is counting on now is trade deals with the States. And apparently in America they chlorinate their chicken.
What?
It's like something to do with the meat processing thing. They're like dipped in chlorine.
What?
Yeah. This does not sound right.
And the EU has like super strict food rules, and you can't chlorinate your chicken there. And the US made it a huge thing that the UK has to accept imports of chlorinated chicken if they want to be part of this free trade deal.
Yeah. I'm looking this up. Chlorinated chicken.
It's a thing. Like,
what does it provide?
I guess kills germs the same way
if you pee on the chicken, it doesn't show up.
And if you
wait, it turns blue.
It's a consumer safety thing, really.
I guess the same way it's in pools.
Yeah.
Just for a good smell.
So
but I don't drink
water.
Pool water.
Yeah.
You don't?
No, there's too much pee in it. So I wouldn't eat this chicken. There'd be way too much pee in it.
Oh, that sounds like a you problem.
Well, okay.
Have you guys ever peed in the pool before?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
See, everyone says that. I kid you not. I've never peed in the pool. And my little brother's on the swim team, and he's like, yeah, everyone just pees in the pool. Like, that's just something you do at swim practice.
Everybody,
I'm like,
everybody stands around beforehand on the edge of the pool.
Yeah, they're not in the water.
No. Don't pee in the pool. Pee from outside.
Yeah. You do it in the shallow end.
Yeah. No, I would never in the pool, but the hot tub because no one could tell.
Wait,
it's about the same temperature.
How could nobody tell? Because of the bubbles?
Yeah, because I
Cause
because the warmth. Because if you're peeing in the pool and someone comes near you when you're not expecting it, they're like, "Ah, you sick." Right?
You sick.
Why would you pee like 2 centimeters away from
Well, obviously I wouldn't, but you know,
you gotta do a casual length of the pool.
Like, oh, I'm just gonna do a few. Like, we're just like, we're on the rope swing. No, I gotta do a few laps.
Yeah, see you later, guys.
Yeah, but I can only pee completely motionless. I can't pee in it. Like, I can't swim and pee at the same time.
Completely motionless.
Yeah.
So you go to the
catatonic state.
You go to the urinal at the bar and you just lock up. You're just like a statue.
Your
That's
bones
why you ever
crack.
See me? I'm walking around, ask me a question, and if I don't move for 5 seconds, you know what I'm up to. I probably shouldn't have told
you're
that now. But
your
pants.
Yeah,
my pants, dude.
Doesn't show on your pants, though.
Okay. The next news. Jack, do you want to read this one?
Yeah, I'll do this. I'll get this on record under my voice. Greta Thunberg is trademarking her name, which of course she is, because she's only in it for the money.
Damn.
You want to touch that one?
Oh, okay. Well, okay. See, I feel like that's not that impressive. The marker
of
being... No, well, listen here. The marker of being an impressive person with names, name-wise, is when you only need one name. When you can be the seal, when you can be the most lately Zendaya, you know?
True.
When you have boiled it down to what is a monogram? No,
mononym.
Mononym. That I think that's when you've achieved everything. It's like I don't need a second identifier of who I am, right?
Right.
So she needs to beat Greta Gerwig.
Yeah.
There's two big profile
big Gretas.
See,
yeah,
I'm screwed.
Yeah,
like,
Jack,
way too common.
Yeah.
That's never gonna happen. I could be Lamming, but no one wants to be their last name.
No.
Johan only works here. The second you go to Germany. I'm the next Jack, you know, as it were.
Yeah,
you could never be me.
You could.
Let's get that right out of the way.
Yeah, I don't know. I know quite a few Greta Thunberg, so it is going to be confusing.
You're from a big Thunberg neighborhood?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, good for her. I don't know what the legalities of that are. How do you even do that?
I just read the headline.
Sounds like that's the theme here.
This is a show of informed discussion. Yeah.
My guess is this is a way to combat the misinformation campaigns that come out around her. From, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean.
Is that how that trademark works?
Not really.
I guess not.
It's like. Trademarking, no. Being able to like stop people putting, probably like making Greta Poopberg name, like t-shirts and
but
stuff.
But she has to like license out her name every time she's referenced?
No, I don't know. Well, you don't have to Coca-Cola is a trademark phrase, but you don't have to license that out every time it's mentioned.
Yeah, if you wrote a news article.
At least
article,
I hope not. I hope we don't owe money because I just said Coca-Cola. I said it again!
Yeah, let's get this further in the hole. But if you wrote an article like Coca-Cola is full of bugs. You wouldn't have to get
I opened
approval.
Up a can of Coke, it was only bugs.
Yeah.
Like writhing ones too.
Yeah, and they all said taste the feeling in unison. And that was really scary to me. You wouldn't have to get Coca-Cola's approval. Jeez, we're really in the hole.
Okay, why don't we finish this? That was some news to discuss.
And we discussed it.
All right. Okay. Oh, cool. Okay. So why don't we go to a QLB, and afterwards, me and Jack both have stories to tell. Bring in a special fourth person, depending on how things are going. If not, then don't forget I said that.
Yeah.
So the following music is by my friend and myself. If you know me, you know I did a zine, and
short for
magazine.
Okay,
it's a zine minus the mega.
Nice. We have good fun here.
If you want a physical copy, let me know. I did forget to print one out for someone, let me know. They're $2, and there's also music accompanying to it. So here's some of that music. By myself and Nick Morgan. So I'll play 2 songs and I'll let you know what they were afterwards. Mm-hmm. Oh, hi.
Hey.
Hey,
you're,
hey.
Oh, you are listening to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM.
FM.
We've been talking. First of all, my name's Tristan Wheeler. I don't know if that's been established.
Yeah, I don't think we introduced ourselves. My name's Jack Lamming.
And we are here with a guest, Mr.
Johan Cooper.
Johan Cooper. We also have someone who's sitting in, and I don't know how much they will feel like chatting, but we'll introduce them. We are also here with Isaac. Do you want to give him the mic? Give them the mic.
Hi, I'm Isaac.
How are you, Isaac?
I'm all right.
Sweet. Cool.
Cool.
Very good. So feel free to grab the mic whenever you want, and we can we'll just have a big conversation. Me and Jack have a few stories.
Jack and I, we have a few stories.
So, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay.
So there's this guy on Twitter. Well, he's on YouTube too. His name's Lights Camera Jackson. He's a movie reviewer. He started doing it when he was 11. He looks like a Q-tip. He's Trisha, can you find the Doctor Strange clip?
Yeah, I'm doing that right
now. Okay, so he gives these terrible, awful movie reviews that have like no substance to them. And I got in a here's some examples of him being terrible. He took a photo with Amy Schumer and said, "Spent the night with at Amy Schumer. Certainly not the first guy to write that. # Critics Choice Awards." And then he took a photo with Chiwetel Ejiofor when 12 Years a Slave was at the Oscars and said, "Happy birthday to my man Chiwetel Ejiofor. Don't be a slave to your diet. Have some cake."
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so this is what this is Lights, Camera, Jackson sounds like. So this is just a clip from his November 4th, 2016 Doctor Strange review.
"Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of Doctor Strange."
And so it's a lot of that. He loves the Oscars.
Oh, he loves the Oscars way too much.
He tweets about Oscars all the time. He has some of the worst movie takes I mean personally have ever heard. I feel like he's no business being a reviewer.
He said that he didn't like Uncut Gems. Granted, I haven't seen Uncut Gems.
Yeah.
I've heard it's great, but he didn't like it because there was too much swearing, which is an unbelievable reason to hate a movie in 2020.
Yeah.
So a few months, towards the end of December, right when The Rise of Skywalker was coming out.
Which is a whole other conversation. Yeah.
We're not a movie podcast. Actually, call in 604.
822-2487. You want to talk Rise of Skywalker.
Okay, so he tweeted a photo. It was a selfie from in front of a poster. And it was a poster that looked like the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon. And the caption was, "Literally in the middle of the action." I replied, "That's a poster, you idiot." Someone named DJ Risiopo tweeted back to me, "It's a joke. DJ Risiopo studied film studies at the University of Niagara Falls." I replied,
"There's a university there?
In the falls?"
Yeah, it's underneath.
Oh, that's actually cool.
An emergency.
I said, "It's misleading." And then he said, "Not really." And then I said, "He's trying to pretend he's in Star Wars." And then he said, "No, he's saying that he's, quote, I'm the middle of the action, meaning immersed in the viewing experience." And then I said, "If he meant that, he would have posted a photo from inside the theater." And then he said, "It's a joke. Get over it." And then I said, "Siskel and Ebert never pretended to be in the movies they reviewed." And then he said, "Get over it, geez." And then Lights, Camera, Jackson and DJ Risiopo both blocked me.
DJ.
So, Lights, Camera, Jackson, if you are listening to me, which I pray that you are. I pray to Stonehenge that you are. Unblock me.
Please.
I want.
We did say some mean things, but we don't. We're just joking around.
Yeah,
we're just a joke. We're just having fun.
And also, don't tweet things like that to people. They were really mean. And
also, those were, I mean, yeah. This also is he's a New York Emmy, which I have no idea what that means, award-winning film critic. And he started when he was like 15 and he's like 21. So he's like
Yeah. He started when he was super young. He also very clearly wrote his own Wikipedia page. Like, comically so. Okay, there is some accusations of sexism, but the post-radio career. In 2010, he was nominated for two local New York Emmy Awards and won on-camera talent, commentator/editorialist.
Why? Does he also have an aggressively long early life section?
No, there's nothing. It starts with post-radio career. There's nothing about his radio career.
Wow.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, that's Lights, Camera, Jackson, noted film reviewer.
Yeah. What's yours?
So now I have a story for the people. So have you, any of you here listened to the show podcast Reply All?
Yes, I have.
No, it's a podcast about like the internet and kind of things like that. So yesterday I got a call on my phone and I missed it. And usually when I get a call on my phone and I miss it, I'll usually call it back because my phone is listed with a bunch of weird old names that aren't. So I try to get myself off of like lists and stuff like that. So I call it back and they're like, "Hi, this is Service Canada Investigation Department. Can I have your name?" So I'm like, "This is a scam." So I'm like, "I'm just wondering why would you call me?" And so I kind of press them a bit, do that thing. Then they hang up on me. So I figured, what can I do? Okay, well, I want to keep calling and just like annoy these people at this point. So I keep calling. And I keep getting a hold of them. I'm like, "Hey, my name is, you know, Robert." And then they're like doing this thing where they're like, "Do you know, like when you're a kid and someone like calls you out and then you like kind of like, like, yeah, like you laugh because you're like, yeah, I meant to do that. Like I knew you'd," they kept doing that. I'd be like, "Yeah, Robert." And then they'd hang up. So I finally called and I said, wait, I'm not a cop. What's the scam?" And the guy says, "Well, it is a social insurance number scam, and and we try to get people's social insurance number and stuff like that." So as I'm talking to him, I try to quickly open up my laptop and record this on Audacity, just playing speakerphone onto my computer. So I'll try to play some of it, see if it's audible at all. And at one point, I ask him if he speaks Hindi. Because Manny Vak from the UBC came over and he's like, "Oh, ask him if he speaks Hindi," because he speaks Hindi. And I was like, because he's like, "Yeah, once I talk to someone." And so so let's just get into that. This is my conversation with the Service Canada scammer. Feel free to chime in whenever. Oh, this is like not.
Okay, but I don't want to obviously be scammed. I don't want to give them my...
So just some context here. I asked him how the scam works. So I'm like, "Oh, what do I do?" And he says, "Oh, you just need to call back, give them a fake name and stuff." So
I like how he refers to it as a scam.
He's like, yeah, he's very brazen with it.
Yeah. Okay, let's get back into it. Oops, sorry.
Okay, but I don't want to obviously be scammed. I don't want to give them my number. Thank you for your help. What was your name?
No, I won't give up my name because if you called the other
good news.
You told him that you had a word with me and I gave you that idea.
Oh yeah.
It'll be like kind of.
Yeah, I don't want to put you in a bad spot.
Yeah, I'll be in trouble.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I appreciate it. I was just curious because I got the call and I'm like, what's the move, right? Okay, sweet. Awesome. Well, I appreciate your help. Sweet. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Actually, Are you, where are you, where are you situated?
Well, I wouldn't be able to tell you that.
Okay. Do you speak Hindi?
No.
Oh, okay. No. I just have a friend that speaks it, so I was just curious. Okay, well, thank you so much.
Sure.
Yep. All right, bye.
Okay,
I don't understand what this dude's angle is.
So it's very bold of him.
So I thought we could call them and we could see how far we could get.
Oh,
with this,
I like that idea.
Scam. I have the number saved on my phone. If one of you want to call it on your phone,
oh, I'm guessing they have it. They have your name probably blacklisted.
They might.
Now.
Yeah. So yeah. We can do the whole, like he said, give them any fake, you know, number and digits and stuff.
Do you think they'd know if I said H-O-H-O-H-O was my postal code? Oh. Like, do you think I'm going to try that.
Just
do you
make,
think they'll know it's the Santa one?
No, actually, I want to see what this goes, because I think that they're going to ask you for like a grand or something. So we're going to call them.
Can we
them.
Just give this address?
I literally just Googled the Nest. So I'm seeing what it's V60-1Z1, if you want to mail us anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, sorry, just one sec. My phone is being slow. That's new. But yeah, it was I was talking to, like I said, Matty Vec before, and he said he was talking to them and before once he got a similar scam call. And he's like, yeah, they were like very brazen. Like, yeah, I just like do it for the money. It's fun. And
I was going to say, it sounds like a police interrogation. If the guy was just like, yeah, I murdered him. If you have any more questions, like, just let me know. Like, you have my information. I mean, I'm not going to say I did it, but like.
The hammer's in my house.
It's the one I called 8 times.
The one you called?
Because I had to keep calling.
Wow, this is an actual gem. Like,
okay,
this is uncut gems.
This is the uncut gems.
Too much swearing.
Too much swearing.
It's on speaker.
Okay.
Wait. So, do you want to take the lead? I don't know.
No, you do. Just ask, follow it. Just say your name and stuff.
I wonder if they're 24 hours.
Yeah, that's true.
People gotta sleep, even scammers.
Oh, I hope we don't get. If we get R&R'd by the friggin' scammers. And you typed in that one, right?
Yep.
How do you know you didn't shut them down yesterday? You know?
And they've moved.
Yeah. It might be something like they changed the number.
Oh, like it goes through a forwarding thing?
Yeah, like every day or something. This might not.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to go through.
Why don't we try this other one? I got another scam call today. Why don't we try that one? Get a lot of scam calls.
I was going to say.
It's the one.
Wait. Yeah, let's call this one. Okay. Is it the very top one? Or
no,
okay.
It's this one. One.
That is the most suspicious phone number I've ever seen.
Yeah.
111. 222. 4545.
I think it was the same one.
You know, I wonder if this guy actually wants the organization to end. And so he's like,
hi.
I'm going to throw the match.
Thanks for calling TELUS. For TV, internet.
Okay, maybe this wasn't
it. I think that might
maybe
just
this
be,
was
did,
just
do
TELUS.
Do you use TELUS?
No. Okay, now try that one.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we're going to get the end.
Okay. This is just a 604 number.
I know, but give it a shot.
Do you remember calling?
Yeah, this one. And it was a similar thing where they said they were Service Canada.
And you called them at 1:44. They called you at 1:44 p.m.?
Yeah, they did call me today. I'm sorry.
If this is like your dad.
It's not. If it is, that'd be funny.
Oh. Please check the area code and
well, that was a bummer.
That was a dud. Okay, well, scammer dude that I talked
you're
to.
You're on notice.
Yeah, you're on notice, scammers.
I like him.
I
thought he was a really nice guy. Like very friendly.
Very forthcoming.
He seemed nice, but you're on notice.
Yeah.
I think he wants to burn the whole organization down, but he doesn't want any tracks to him.
I think he wants a little bit of that cash before it goes down, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he's like, I can stop this. For $500, and they're like, "You're it. You're the guy.
You're the guy." Yeah. So that was my thing.
Your little bit of knowledge.
My little bit of knowledge. Johan, do you have any stories?
Nothing that tops that. I don't know. I saw a naked guy in the middle of a crosswalk today.
What?
Just
where?
Downtown?
Yep, Granville in West Georgia.
Oh my gosh!
Just running around in circles, naked.
Uh-oh.
Just in circles?
Yeah, it was. Very cold too.
Like, yeah, that doesn't sound like a pleasant time for that gentleman.
No, but I got to cross the crosswalk when it was stopped, so that was pretty cool.
Cross the crosswalk,
life
hack. Stop.
Yeah.
why don't we go to another little segment we had planned?
Yeah.
Called, wait, did you, oh, here it is. Yeah. This is a segment that me and, well, that Jack thought of.
Yeah.
Because of his love of a certain website.
It's called TikTok. The segment is called TikTok Talk. And
yeah.
And the theme song is by Tok Tok. Okay, so there's TikTok.
Good song.
If you haven't heard of it, it's like Vine, but the videos can be about a minute long, and you can use the audio from other people's Vines. TikToks.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And you can also use basically any song on whatever they use, like Spotify, Apple Music, anything. So a lot of people lip sync. A lot of people do a lot of stuff.
Like dancing.
Yeah,
is a big
lots,
one.
Lots of dancing. There's two I want to show you. One is called, it's from a guy called Big Gucci Berry. The links are in here. There's, it's the first one.
Can I play the audio from this into the board, or is it
should,
swear?
It should, I don't think there's any swearing.
Okay, if there's swearing,
it's very on my sorry. On my head be
okay,
it.
Okay, I'm going to have to let it repeat because this is, it didn't start from the beginning.
This is
content warning. It's just gross. If you have misophonia.
It's really
it
weird.
It has a lot of that. Okay.
Well, I guess that's one way of keeping it warm. Ooh, they're so toasty.
It's just vile. Just so, vile. So I'm not playing that again.
No. So the TikTok, there's two very large shirtless men. One guy has a belly.
I'm so disappointed we've played that.
You're going to be even more disappointed with how long I take to explain it.
Okay.
There's a man, he has a very large belly that overhangs, and he pulls out a bag of McDonald's from underneath his belly, and he hands it to the other guy.
And the other guy says, that's a good way of keeping it warm or
yeah.
something like that.
And he has a mullet. He also has the Gucci logo tattooed on his cheek and the Gucci Mane ice cream cone, along with a lot of other tattoos. And then he eats the burger from inside the bag.
Yeah.
So that's your intro to TikTok.
So, and that has 2.3 million likes.
Wow. Yeah.
I don't even know how many views. Does it show?
It shows. It's a whole process to get the views. But if has like 2.3 million likes, it's probably about 20 million views.
Oh, my God. So
that's amazing.
It's almost as many listeners as Radio Pizza Party.
Yeah, almost.
Which is, like, it's close by about a third.
So after experiencing that, I wanted to maybe... Johan, do you have any experience with TikTok other than this moment?
No. I wasn't part of Vine or anything.
You never
as well. No, wasn't a Vine.
Too young to Vine, too old to TikTok.
Too young to Vine. The only reason I ever know about Vines is because so many people made references that I would go watch the compilations occasionally. But then it's so hard to, like, I don't know. How do you find the Vines? But
How do you find the Vines?
How do you weed through the Vines? Yeah. But I think is incredible about that video is that whoever was filming it presumably knew what was going to happen. They're like, this guy does this. This is his thing.
Purely, this has been blocked.
Yeah.
There's like, they had a call sheet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he's just going to pull something out of his stomach. Just go with it.
Mm-hmm.
He shows up to work with a different thing under that belly every day. They relaunched Vine. Well, the guy who started Vine relaunched it as a new app called Byte, B-Y-T-E. Mm-hmm. And I snagged one of the primo usernames as one of the early adopters. If you want to follow me, we haven't posted any yet. It'll probably become the official Radio Pizza Party account.
Oh, okay.
I'm at Poop Boy. So if you want to follow me on there.
I hate it.
I already have 4 followers and I haven't done anything.
With a name like that.
I know. It's the first thing you think of.
Yeah. Okay. this next one, I hate this one so much. It's not as gross. It's just very
it's
sucky.
Really weird.
There is an ad. Let me just wait for that to play.
It wouldn't have been as bad if the guy didn't say, "Oh, it's still toasty." Like that threw me over the edge.
Oh,
I was like,
it's pretty toasty.
Like that he's pleased by it.
So you guys know about the Joker.
Yeah,
I know.
The Joker as a character and Joker as a movie that came out this year, last year.
Sure. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look at me, still saying 2019. There is a man on TikTok who is obsessed with it, and he does this thing where he kind of like snaps his face, and he does this really awful. awful face.
He does this face that you would never have seen the Joker in any iteration.
So he's obsessed with the character, not like the portrayal of the newest movie?
You'll see, but like, it's like, you're like, okay, I get it. It's kind of like a smile and creepy, but like the Joker has never done this.
He's never done it. He also has green hair, but not like Joker green hair.
Yeah, and he lives
kind of like Aqua. He lives in India somewhere.
Yeah, he lives in India. Okay, so here is... do you want me to just start it from the top, or
I feel like if you just start one, you'd see. If you want to look this up at home, it's Joker with an A, like Joker. It'll come up with this guy's weird TikToks.
Okay, so here. Oh yeah, so this is.
He always has that song.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just him turning around and doing this horrible face. Go,
oh, this is a good one. It's like this very convulsy.
It doesn't look. It looks like his jaw really hurts when he does it.
Yeah, it looks like he's about to puke. I don't know.
Indian TikToks in general are really weird.
Yeah,
they always
God bless
come up. And power to them, but they're always like this kind of story. There's this one that always comes up where a girlfriend will offer her boyfriend water and he'll drink it and then pass out completely. Oh no. There's one guy in actual Joker makeup and he turns to the other guy.
And they're doing like cocking a gun, a finger gun.
Oh.
Why so serious?
Oh, I hated that.
Okay,
I hated that.
But the story.
I'll just play them as Jack Talks.
Can you turn them down a little bit? Sorry. This is hurting my brain. But they.
I love like the little like lens flare he does.
Is this the end of the video?
Yes, it is. Let me go back.
So the boyfriend will have a sip of water and then he'll die, apparently, and it'll flash back to a few minutes ago when the girlfriend is meeting up with another guy, and they put poison in the water, and then after the boyfriend dies, the other guy meets up with them and they walk forward. And then the music drops, and the boyfriend walks up beside them and spits out the water. Because he knew that she was trying to poison him.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
It's like a, you thought.
The thing is when has the Joker ever done this?
He's done it in, like, this.
Well, he didn't even look like a, like, this is just a normal dude that, I guess.
Oh, he's now he's got an anonymous mask.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like double.
Oh, he was on the back of his head, and he was doing... It's closer to a Guy Fawkes face than
one person told him that was good, and then he's like, "This is my thing."
One guy was like, "Oh, that's kind of reminds me of something the Joker would do," and then he's like, "Finally, someone has said it.
Finally,
I can turn into the Joker." Why so serious?
Maybe I don't know. In whatever language that is, maybe they're saying something that we just don't get.
Yeah, maybe they're saying, he's the Joker, he's the Joker.
Yeah.
That's true. Any listeners who could understand that song,
please call in.
Please call in 604-822-2487. Why don't we go to a QLB?
Yeah, let's do it.
If I can make it work. Why don't we... Go to like I said, a QLB. Sorry. We'll play another song from OK Corral of Life, which is the zine, and then we'll play something else.
Yeah.
And then we'll probably do a little few aids.
A couple of aids.
And then we'll be back.
Yeah, we will.
All right.
Bye.
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 Hello.
Hi.
Hi. You are listening to Radio Pizza, Party on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia.
Yeah.
On the?
Unceded territory of the Musqueam peoples.
Yeah. We are here. I'm Tristan.
I'm Jack.
I'm Johan.
And we've been chatting about whole sorts of things.
Whole slew. We've entered the segment of the show. It's the third act. I like to call it the loose fit hour. Like it's the chill zone.
Is that bass coming through in the speakers?
I can't hear it. There's some sort of event.
Yeah.
I can feel it in my plums, but I don't think it's coming through the booth.
It could be
there's some kind of like beer pong tournament happening outside of the nest right now. And it's scary to me, if I'm being totally honest.
The booms or the beer pong tournament as a concept?
Beer pong tournaments is a concept. I went to go to the bathroom and there were 3 first aid people.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's something to be excited about.
Oh,
I think we have a call
coming in.
We have a caller coming in. The rainbow rope is lighting up.
The rainbow rope.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
Hello. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, hey, you're listening. Yeah, this, who is this? Thanks for calling in.
Hi, this is Radio Pizza Party, correct?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
All right, cool. This is Daryl X.
Daryl X?
Daryl X.
Any relation to the more famous?
Malcolm X?
David X?
No.
Cohen?
No. It's more so of a protect my identity type deal.
Ooh.
And also, I am the 10th Daryl.
And your name's Daryl?
I'm the 10th Daryl.
Oh, so Daryl the
10th. That's pretty sweet. That's pretty sweet.
So okay. After Junior, it goes the 3rd, the 4th, the 5th, the 6th, the 7th, the 8th,
the
9th.
The 4th, the 5th, the minor fall, then the major lift, then X. Yes. Yeah.
Well, actually, with my brothers, there was a series of times where they sort of went the movie route, where a couple of my brothers were named, like, Daryl Revengeance and Annihilation.
Daryl, this time it's personal.
Yeah, Live Free or Die Daryl.
The Fast and the Daryl.
Yeah, Daryl 5. Yeah,
so a good day to Daryl.
So Daryl, Daryl X, what do you do? What's your line of work?
Well, I'm a computer wizard.
Whoa.
A wizard? You graduated from being a computer whiz.
To a wizard.
So, okay. So what is that? So, like, you're really good at, like, well, Johan here is a computer programmer.
Yeah.
So maybe you guys can have a little
similar
bit
line of work.
Yeah. So what do you do?
Similar.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's just more of my night job. It's sort of like a vigilante thing.
Oh. Okay.
And then by day, I'm a penguin wrangler for TV and film.
Oh, really? Like working for...
An advisor.
An advisor to the penguin wranglers, or you're a penguin wrangler.
Right.
Well, no, it's advisor to the penguins and wrangler of the penguins.
Okay. I guess you can only, you know, control a penguin so much that you're giving it advice.
Yeah, well, like, you know, sometimes they get a little stressed being on set for a long time for, like, you know, there's sometimes 12-hour days of just kind of waiting around for the lights guys and the sound guys, you know.
Did you...
But, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, did you do the penguins for Happy Feet?
I was just about to...
Actually, I didn't, but that is where I sort of trained up. I was a PA on that set.
Oh, you're a penguin assistant.
Yeah, I was a penguin assistant and more of a counselor at that point. I wasn't quite a full advisor. I was just sort of like they would come to me when they felt stressed, not necessarily I had to talk to them every day.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Sometimes I take more of, like, a secretary role for the penguins.
Ooh.
So you'd
like,
be both...
that movie with Jim Carrey?
Oh, Mr. Popper's Penguin.
Yeah. That was, like, my first sort of big break and real official sort of move, so...
So you would advise the penguins?
Yeah, on their day-to-day movements and sort of, like, you know, how to get back to set, where the nearest water is, how far we are from Antarctica.
Okay.
Do you protect, like, the penguins' rights, like, if they're being overworked and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, but unfortunately, due to most labor laws in the countries we're filming in, there's often not a lot that I can actually do to defend them. There's a lot of penguin lawyers that do a lot of penguin Googling. So.
They do a lot of penguin Googling, you said?
Yeah, like Googling for penguins.
Okay.
Like looking for
little
clients?
Flippers, little fans that they can't type real well.
Well, like Googling what they want to search as well as just generally.
So because penguins don't have fingers, the lawyers will look up, like, pictures of ice for the penguins.
Like, how warm is it outside? I'm going to have to call my lawyer for this one.
Well, the penguins aren't legally supposed to answer. They're in trouble.
It's illegal for penguins to Google things?
Yeah, just like in most like, if they're not protected under... privacy and data laws, so like,
oh, so their data is just
is out there.
It's similar to COPPA, like the Children's Online Protection Privacy Act.
Okay.
Oh.
And it's like, it's the penguin, it's Papa. It's actually why Mr. Popper's Penguins
was named like that. Mr. Papa's Penguins.
Mr. COPPA's Penguins.
COPPA's Penguins.
It was like a political movie.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Did you have much to do with March of the Penguins?
No, that was mostly Daryl 11.
Oh, so your son?
Daryl. Is that your son?
Yeah, it was my brother.
Oh,
I have a lot of brothers.
How many brothers do you have?
I don't have a son yet. I'm 10 of 12.
So Whoa. Your dad is named Daryl as well?
Yeah, he's King Daryl.
So one of your brothers is not named Daryl. If you're the 10th and your dad is the first Daryl.
So King Daryl has, he had Daryl.
Okay.
And it was a mononym. And then there was Daryl 2. And then there was Daryl 3. And then after that, there was the movie conventions, which is from Daryl 4 to Daryl 7. Then it goes to Roman numerals. And then at Daryl 11, it starts being trademarked, which kind of made the naming system a little difficult. And it was hard to properly pronounce in school and stuff. Like, he didn't really get through school.
Did you do Daryl 12 part 1 and part 2? Was it they split it up in multiple parts at some point?
Yeah, yeah. They tried to play it off as if they were twins, but unfortunately... It was a couple years apart. It's a bit of a thing in the family. A bit of a nerve.
Okay.
Okay, so I realized that this isn't even... Like, you also said you were a computer wizard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but that's just like a binite thing.
Okay, but that sounds quite interesting.
Yeah, what kind of computer... Like Spider-Man, you said. What kind of computer wizardry...
Is he a vigilante?
I'd say Spider-Man should be locked up. I'm on J. Jonah Jameson's side on this whole thing. But that's for another time. Yeah. What
J. Jonah's a radical, but, you know, he's my kind of radical.
Yeah. Like Tony Hawk. Tony Hawk is my kind of radical. What kind of computer wizardry do you do?
Yeah, wait. Are you a wizard powered by computers, or are you a wizard when it comes to computers?
Oh, the first one. Sorry.
Sorcerer. A computational sorcerer.
Oh, man, I can barely figure out where the power button is half the time.
Oh, so you know nothing about
No wonder the penguins don't want you Googling things for them.
So wait, let me just get this straight. So you're a computer wizard, but you know little when it comes to a computer, but you are powered by computers.
Yeah. You need cars to travel. You don't need to know how to fix them.
I guess that's true. I mean, you don't have to be a car expert to buy a car.
So I need computers to breathe and have my heart beat.
Wait,
this is
obvious to me.
What I'm getting from this is you're in an iron lung. Would that be accurate?
Fairly similar, but, you know, thanks to how small computers are nowadays, it's pretty sleek.
You have a pacemaker and a set of fireplace bellows.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, not really a fireplace. It's a fireplace screensaver.
Okay.
Is it like Iron Man where you have, like, in your chest?
You have an arc reactor?
Yeah.
Only my belly.
What I'm wondering is, do any of your brothers have health ailments like this?
Oh, no. I'm a genetic anomaly, they said.
Okay. How did your father, King Daryl, and your mother how did they meet?
Mother isn't spoken about or to be spoken about, as saith King Daryl.
Okay.
That's about all I know.
You don't know who she is.
She birthed
all
12 children and you know nothing about her.
No, I mean, I'm a little unfamiliar. Like,
I'm a little rusty on the facts.
Because it's not like...
Yeah, like...
It's not like that your father and her had a child and then it was like, you know, the mother ran away. She, like, they were close enough that they were able to have upwards of 12 children.
Well, if I don't want to psychoanalyze this too much, but I'm pretty sure in penguin flocks, the mother lays the egg and the father keeps the egg in his legs, right? I don't know.
No,
maybe.
That sounds correct to me.
It should.
I'm only an advisor. I'm not a penguin bootytologist, but, you know... It's just, that sounds about right. You know, the legend goes from Daryl 5, Revengeance, that I was an immaculate conception that went horribly wrong.
So you were not immaculate.
So it was just a conception?
Well, there was conception.
Okay.
It happened, maybe not immaculate, but sort of like, you know, by
he was conceived
of the universe. Yeah, like, you know when you doodle something?
Yeah.
It's like it was something like that.
So you're similar to Doodleberg from SpongeBob.
Doodlebob, you mean?
Yeah, that's the one.
Doodleberg.
Doodleberg.
Doodleberg 4.
Doodleberg.
Yeah, so you were drawn and then you came to being.
Are you two-dimensional?
Not recently.
When did you get plumped up as the
graphics card update?
Well, I've been eating a bit of pizza recently.
Well, you're listening to the right show.
Yeah, it's why I called in. I made sure I had some pizza. I've been listening to your show a lot, but, you know, it's been a couple of weeks. I was starving.
Well, wow. So, there's a lot to unpack, as they say here. I wanted to maybe talk about the penguin thing a bit more.
Sure.
Do you see in work that you haven't done, you see penguins and you're like, that penguin is so high strung right now. It's not being cared for properly. I have so much advice I'd want to tell that penguin, but I was not hired by this shoot. Do you ever experience that?
Once in a while, you know, sometimes like I get to a shoot and there's a bunch of penguins and they're sort of like walking around with the flock, as we call them. Mm-hmm. They're sort of like walking without much direction to them. Mm-hmm. And I roll up and I have this sort of like ruler that I bent into a V, and I walk up to them and I'm like, hey guys, try this out. And I put the V in front of them sort of forcefully until they like walk in a nice little, they got like a nice V formation to them, and they get a lot more confident. They inherently get stronger and they do a better act on stage.
So the V, like a goose flock flying in the sky V, but on ground.
Yeah, it's sort of like a power move thing. It's all about self-confidence and personal belief, you know.
Getting a penguin like, to stand with its hands on its hips must be difficult.
Oh, yeah. It can be, but you know, if you do it for 30 seconds, you'll feel stronger, you'll breathe better, your face will lose blemishes.
You will catch
more fish.
Okay, that's what the penguins care about more, I'm assuming. Yeah.
You don't like catching fish with your mouth?
I do sometimes, but I think penguins would much more than me. Mm-hmm.
What do you think the biggest thing we can learn from penguins is, as non-penguins?
How much to tip on a $30 pizza delivery?
How much do they tip?
Like $15.
$15? So like a 50% tip? He said it was $30.
$30.
Yeah.
That is
$15.
Wow. I mean
that sounds confident order. To me.
Are you sure they didn't accidentally click dollars and then tried to put in 15% because of their flippers?
Yeah, I was going
to
say, who orders the pizza?
Like, nah. Who orders? Oh, I do.
And do they tell you to tip 50%?
No. The penguins pay for them.
They don't have thumbs.
They have social anxiety, so they don't like talking on the phone.
Okay.
So what they do is we draw straws, and usually I just end up getting bullied into doing it anyway. So I order the pizza. and then it's like, you know, $30 for one large pizza with delivery. And then they're like, I'll pay for it. And I'm like, fine. So they go and pay for it. And then they're like, I left a $15 tip. And I'm like, on a $30 order? What are you doing? You're a penguin. You don't have that kind of money. And the penguin's like, I don't know. It's just kind of like, I felt bad. It's snowing out.
They're so socially anxious that they feel like they got to give all this to be taken seriously?
Yeah, they feel, well, you know, it's a bit of a power move, and it makes them feel good. You know, they like helping people out. And, you know, as like everyone's done a little bit of pizza delivery before, it feels nice to get a nice tip like that. So
That's true.
I just thought it was a little silly.
Yeah,
it's penguin for you.
Well, how much do they get paid for their performances?
$30 a year.
Oh my god!
So they
that was a year and a half of salary.
Or do they pool it together and spend like one and a half of somebody's? I was like, all right, I'm not eating for the rest of the year.
Pretty much. Well, you know, they don't really need pizza that much. They're penguins, right? As long as they have a healthy diet of like.
So why buy it?
Yeah. Are you getting like a fish pizza that they can eat, or are you just taking it for yourself?
Pepperoni.
So are you trying to, as the advisor, are you like, this is not a good economic decision? This is like
a financial advisor.
I feel like that you don't need to be a financial advisor to make that call.
Are you taking, do these penguins have a concept of money?
Have you ever tried to take a slice of pizza out of a penguin's hand?
I'm questioning if you're giving it to them in the first place.
You can tell me how much of a bad financial decision. You can tell them. You can go to 30 penguins yourself and tell them how bad of a decision it is while they are jonesing for a pepperoni.
No, here's what you do. You take that ruler, you bend it in a little circle, and then you're like, this is how much money you have left after what you've done. You have $0. Try that formation on
the side. They just stand in a big circle. Then what?
They won't communicate
properly that they don't have money. Penguins don't care about money.
What
do they care about?
Yeah. If I want to get a penguin's allegiance, how do I do that?
Fish and a nice pepperoni pizza, blend mozzarella and cheese, extra bacon.
So you're getting extras? You're doing add-ons?
Add-on bacon. It turns into a create your own.
That's an extra $5. More. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
penguins are crazy, man.
Okay. What? Just these penguins are crazy, man. Yeah. What the hell?
I mean, evidently they don't care about pizza, but to get their allegiance, that you need to give them pizza. It seems like it's like a power move to be like, I don't want this, but for you need to take it seriously.
It's not good for me. It's a poor financial decision.
Yeah, but
look how cavalier I am. Mm-hmm. Look at this. Watch me drop $45. Watch me.
That's like me dropping, like, I don't know, a year and a half, like $1 million, $2 million on one thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You ever been flexed on by a penguin?
That must hurt.
Wait, do the penguins make more than you?
Yeah.
Wait, so you're making less than $30 a year?
And you have two jobs?
Computer wizard by night, vigilante.
And by day, it might as well be by night. You are making very little money.
Wait. Yeah, but again, I don't care about money either. I got pizza and penguins.
Oh, so it's like a mutual.
Well, it's so long as he feels filled.
Yeah.
Well, who doesn't like fresh sushi every night?
That's true.
Daryl Nine Annihilation is great at making sushi. He takes the raw fish, he cuts it up, makes it palatable. Throw a little.
That's the best thing about sushi.
The best thing about the worst thing about fish is that it's not palatable until you cut it up.
Yeah, eating a whole fish raw,
not cut up.
No,
mm-mm.
Not cut.
Yeah,
that's what makes it palatable.
Uncut fish is not
uncut fish. Too much swearing.
You ever tried just like putting a whole fish in your mouth and then pulling it out just to fish bones?
Oh, like a cartoon cat.
Yeah.
Can a penguin do that?
Penguin, no.
Can you do that?
I can. Yeah, absolutely, man.
Are you paid in fish?
Maybe.
What? Like, let me. What are they paying you here? Like wild salmon or sardines?
It's a locally farmed, like, and like local, I mean, like some dude in his house.
He's breeding fish.
No, it's just canned tuna that he didn't finish from his lunch that he gives
that
him.
He was eating in the bath.
Yeah.
Fished it out of the drain.
Does this guy have a fish farm in his bathtub?
Yeah, and it's like he's got a fish farm full of cod, and it's like
in his little aquarium.
The water's like this, like blue brown.
Blue brown.
Those aren't colors that go together.
And the fish are like red and white or something. I don't know.
Red, white, and blue?
Yeah. They're American flag cod from Tyson Chicken.
Wow. Are they chlorinated?
He bought fish seeds, right?
Seeds?
Seeds, yeah. Like fish seeds. Like sort of like, what are they? Like sea monkeys?
Like sea monkeys?
Yeah.
Wait, are these just giant sea monkeys that you're eating?
Well, no.
He's a computer. Come on.
Oh, yeah, you are. Do you even need to eat?
Do you just plug in?
I thought you run on
oil.
I'm not a computer.
He runs on computers, though.
America runs on Duncan. Daryl X runs on computers.
There's an iPad situated a little bit above my liver.
Okay.
That sort of processes all my blood and organ functions.
Does it?
And sends the data to Apple to collect information, they say.
They say.
What else would they collect?
Yeah, what do you do when there's an iOS update?
I feel like the information. Yeah, they're collecting information, but I feel like the scrupulous part is for what end?
This is why you read the terms and conditions.
Did you?
No.
Oh, and this is what happened?
Well, yeah, don't get all condescending to us about it then.
No, you ever talk to an Apple genius? They're like, this is what happens. This is what happens to you, Daryl.
Now Apple knows every time you poop, Daryl.
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 Take a poop in secret. There's actually a Twitter account that gets automatically tweeted via PooTube.
Oh, it's like that bird cam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Daryl, it's been a really it's a really engaging conversation.
Yeah,
is there anything else? Is there anything else that you wanted to mention before we let you go?
Yeah, I've got just one thing. Okay.
Okay.
According to the studies, according to studies by the UBC Academy of Pizza and Italian Spices, Jack doesn't tip enough on pizza delivery.
Me?
Yeah.
I once tipped $22 on a $20 pizza.
What?
That's more than you make in a year and a half.
What?
I think I tipped $24, but I was drunk, and I accidentally hit the dollar amount instead of the percentage, and I was so drunk that I thought that you, when you put in the dollar, you want it to be what the total is after you put in the tip. So I wanted to leave a $4 tip, so I put $24.
I mean, of all the drunk mistakes you can make, that's maybe the best thing you
can
do.
And did that
the guy was
someone's
so,
day.
Yeah. I know, the guy was like...
And you didn't say, oh, I made a mistake.
I realized as I was walking away with the pizza. Because I used tap. I didn't have to go through the whole process of, like, do you approve this, blah, blah, blah. And the guy was like,
"That was
yeah, awesome. All right, here's your pizza, man." He was happy as hell. Heck.
So it was like... $40 for six slices? Or
yeah. $40 for... It was the place in Victoria where you can get a large pizza and either two cans of pop...
Oh, my God. Was I there for this?
No, you weren't.
Oh.
Or a pound of fries.
Pound?
A pound of fries that always come lukewarm and damp.
And not salted.
Yeah, not salted at all. What? You're right. Oh, it's the worst.
So just cut warm potatoes. Yeah.
Basically.
Just give me raw potatoes next time.
Seriously.
At least I can use that for something else other than this horrible thing.
At least I could grow more potatoes.
Yeah, give a man a potato.
Yeah, make a Mr. Potato Head.
Make a Mr. Potato Head. Well, Daryl X, it's been great talking to you. Hopefully you have a good time as a penguin wrangler. And there's lots of, hopefully they make a surfs up too. And
fingers crossed. I need another $20.
It was great talking to you, Daryl. We'll let you go now.
Bye-bye.
Have a wonderful weekend,
fellas. See you.
All right, bye-bye. Oh, what a man.
What a man. What a mighty poor man.
Yeah.
He doesn't get paid enough.
He does not.
No.
I mean, I think you should at least make minimum wage if you're working full-time.
I don't think that's a lot to ask.
No, it's not.
Well, if he talks that way to his penguins... I mean, I felt so at ease. I cannot imagine how the support feels for such a
undervalued
class.
He wasn't even on, you know what I mean? Like, he hasn't even switched it on.
Yeah.
And he was doing...
Maybe he was. Maybe he thought one of us was a penguin.
Maybe. Probably Johan.
Yeah.
If I thought anybody here was a...
That's true.
Yeah.
If anybody... I'm the big tipper.
Yeah. And we know how much you love tipper gore.
Yeah. Putting those warning labels on CDs.
So, yeah, so that was Daryl. What an interesting... Yeah, I feel like Daryl, get a better job.
Seriously, man, we believe in you. Get a better job.
Yeah, please. Or at least talk to your boss.
Yeah.
Do you think he doesn't even realize... He might even have... He might not... He just might be on set, and the people are like, well, he's keeping these penguins in Eves, and we just wouldn't need to pay him.
He didn't seem unhappy.
That's true.
Big thing. Like, he was saying all of these, you know, kind of sad truths.
Yeah.
With a little beat in his step.
Well,
you know
who else would say sad things or maybe not happy things with a smile?
The Joker.
The Joker, baby.
Whoa. I'm the Joker, baby.
Maybe this Daryl guy just wants to watch the world burn.
Maybe he burned the forest down.
What if we do if he blows up the fairies?
I have a tattoo.
Uh-oh. My forehead is damaged. She was fearless and crazier than me.
Okay. We have reached the end of our show.
I told you it's relaxed fit towards the last half
hour.
Yeah,
the last...
Great.
It gets real loosey-goosey. So, especially the last 10 minutes. So, it seems like we're always just like... I am Tristan underscore, or no, I'm not that. I'm T-Bone underscore Wheeler on Twitter if you like this sort of deal.
I am Jack underscore Lamming on Twitter if you like this whole deal.
I'm tweetless. Tweetless. So fax me.
Give him a fax. Johan Cooper, thank you.
What's your fax number?
456-892-3345.
Okay. Right,
so,
yeah.
So thank you for being on the show.
Yeah.
If you like this show, listener, what's that? if you like this show, rate and review us on iTunes. If you caught only part of it and you wanted to listen to the other parts, it's podcasted as well, and that's on CITR-Radio Pizza Party on iTunes.
Yeah, we're there.
Just iTunes?
No, we're on podcast? Everything. We're definitely on Apple. Well, they're the same thing.
Oh, that's true. Okay, yeah, so on Apple things.
Yeah.
And then you can also listen online, CITR.ca, to past episodes. Yeah. I also have a zine, so reach out to me on Twitter if you want the zine. It's only $2 plus shipping. Or if you want, you can come get it. I can get it to you somehow if you don't want to pay for shipping. But I don't want to, like, go too far.
Yeah. He doesn't want to go to, like, Coquitlam or anything.
No, no way.
That's ridiculous.
All right.
Smell you later.
Smell you later, bye. Boys and goyles.
Bye-bye.
So clear in my head, it's a strange kind of prison. It is and it isn't. It's the life that I'm bound to live without ever knowing why. It's the beauty of the morning. It's the soft line of your thigh. The day that I found your note as I walked along the shore, I read the lines you wrote, left hidden in my coat. It's the truth, it's the truth. That could